Shalom Aleichem everyone. So Erev Pesach is coming. Let's cover some halachot regarding Erev Pesach. This way, it's a busy time of the year. Once we know what the halachot are, we'll make it easier for us to be able to plan things in advance. So Erev Pesach, all the local shuls would announce the time of the ending time of eating chametz and ending time of burning chametz. So you just follow your local timing on that. Something that a person should keep in mind is that after you finish eating chametz, you should brush your teeth, preferably floss, to make sure no chametz is left in your mouth. This is something that is recommended by the poskim. It's a good idea to do. This is before the time of Isur chametz. You already cleaned it out of your mouth. I had mentioned regarding burning the chametz, you don't have to burn all the leftover bread and chametz and everything that you have, although you could, but burning all of that chametz, it's a bit tedious. The best thing is to throw away, somewhere out of your possessions, the chametz that you have, keeping some of them for burning. Those 10 pieces that you collected the night before, maybe a little bit more. But the rest of it beforehand, you could throw it into the city dumpster, which would make it completely out of your reshut. It will be completely hefker. You do that beforehand. This way will make it easier. You don't have so much to burn and the burning would not take so long. Another care should be taken that any chametz that's in the garbage should be taken out of your premises. That means if it's in your garbage can, take it out, put it in garbage bags, and leave it on the curbside. If you're not allowed to do that because of what the city says, then deliver it somewhere and dump it into some kind of a city dumpster. Get it out of your reshut, as much as possible. At least it should not be sitting in your cans. If, there's nothing to do, take it out of the house and dump it somewhere. That is what should be done with the chametz that's in your garbage. Don't forget to empty out your vacuum cleaners or, take out the vacuum cleaner bags that you use there to sweep up chametz. When it comes to burning the chametz, you throw the chametz into the fire. Obviously, there is some yirasu l'shem yichud that you say before, you want to say before. You throw them into the fire. You should not say kol chamira that you are supposed to say till the chametz is completely burnt, because you want to be mekayim the burning of the chametz with your chametz. If you say kol chamira and you are mafkir, you make the chametz that's in the fire hefker, then it's not your chametz that's burning. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah of biur chametz, burning the chametz with your own chametz. So therefore, wait till the chametz that's in the fire is burnt, and then you say kol chamira. So you give yourself ample time to be able to do that. That's another reason I recommended that you don't burn plenty amount of chametz, because that's going to take a long time. So just whatever you have, you throw it in the fire, you wait till it's burnt, and then you say kol chamira, and this way, at that moment, you are basically chametz free. Any chametz that is scheduled to be sold, it will still be sold, whether it's yours or it's not, or however you are mafkiret, whatever halachot, one way or another, the chametz that is supposed to be sold will be sold. But you should make sure that when you burn the chametz, you wait till after it's burnt before you say kol chamira to make yourself chametz free. If you are not able to burn your own chametz, you're traveling or whatever the situation is, and you appoint somebody to burn your chametz, you should be in touch with them. Then after they burn your chametz, you say kol chamira. If there are people in the household more than the father who might have their own chametz, they all should say kol chamira, you know, your kids who have cookies or things that they bought for themselves during the year, in case maybe they have something somewhere, they should still say kol chamira to make sure that any chametz that they have is completely taken care of. Usually the wives do not say kol chamira because any chametz that they own also is owned by the husband, and the husband would take care of that. But if the husband is not available, or whatever the situation is, and the chametz belongs to the lady herself, then she is the one who's going to have to say kol chamira, both at night after the bedika and during the day after burning of the chametz. We have mentioned that any area that is in the house that has chametz stuff in it, whether the chametz that is being sold, or the dishes that are chametz dishes that are in the cabinet, they all should be closed, maybe taped, the doors should be tied or taped or locked or something, and you post a little sign chametz on it. This way, by mistake, you won't come to take anything. In case those cabinets that has your chametz stuff, which are really not chametz, but they're weekday stuff, let's call it, and you close it off, in case in the middle of Pesach you need something out of there, some Tylenol or some Band-Aids or pens or pencils or something that you need out of there, you're allowed to open them and take this stuff out, because the maaseh, what's in there is really not chametz. And at that moment, when you open it for a second, you take things out and you lock it back up or close it up, there is no problem with that moment opening it and taking those stuff. Regarding the other halachot of Erev Pesach, Chazal, Yumara says, it is asur, really Mishnah, it is asur to do melacha after Chatzot on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzot, we do not do melacha. What melacha are we talking about? Generally, the same guidelines, a little bit less, guidelines as Chol HaMoed. I mean, the same things that one is not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, almost the same things a person is not allowed to do after Chatzot on Erev Pesach. So therefore, one thing that is important is that any laundry that cannot be done on Chol HaMoed also cannot be done Erev Pesach after Chatzot. So any laundry needs to be done before Chatzot on Erev Pesach. If there are towels, especially those who go to the mikveh and they come back and they have the towels that they brought back from the mikveh and they want to wash it, those towels could be washed, because as we said before, towels could be washed even on Chol HaMoed. That could be washed Erev Pesach too. But the regular clothing, things that generally on Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to wash, you're also not allowed to wash Erev Pesach. You are, however, allowed to dump them in the washing machine before Chatzot. And Chatzot, by the way, nowadays falls around 1 o'clock, around give and take. You could check your local timing. And you could put the stuff in the washing machine before Chatzot and let the washing machine run after Chatzot. That's fine. But once it comes after Chatzot, you cannot do that. The stuff that are in the washing machine and they're washed before could be taken out and put into the dryer and dry it even after Chatzot. That is not a problem. You are allowed to iron your clothing, your shirt, or anything that you realize that needs to be ironed after Chatzot. That's fine. One needs to get his hair cut before Chatzot on Erev Pesach. And preferably the trimming that he does on his beard or anything should also be done, or shaving should also be done before Chatzot on Erev Pesach. However, if a person forgot, didn't get a chance to do his shaving or trimming his beard, and he's going to do it himself, he can do it, he is allowed to do it after Chatzot. However, he will not be able to go to a barber after a Jewish barber, that is, after Chatzot on Erev Pesach. If a person did not get a chance for some reason to get a haircut beforehand, he's allowed to go to a non-Jewish barber after chasur. That is bediyavad. The chatechila, even that should not be done. The chatechila, a person should make sure to do his, to get his haircut or anything, trimmings, shavings that he needs to do. The chatechila, he should do it before chasur. But again, he is allowed to do it himself, for himself, and he's allowed to, if he forgot to do it, he's allowed to go to a non-Jewish barber. But he's not allowed to go to a Jewish barber, and one Jew cannot give haircut to another Jew. So if someone gives haircut to his own children, he's not allowed to do that after Chatzot Erev Pesach. One is allowed to polish his shoes, as I mentioned before, any little alterations could be done after Chatzot, that's fine. Someone who is a tailor should not do tailoring job after Chatzot, but little alterations that people do on things that here and there, doing a hem or something that's torn that they want to sew it, that is allowed to do Erev Pesach after Chatzot. Before Chatzot, the minhag is that we do these things. We allow all these things that I mentioned. The minhag is to allow them before Chatzot. Another halacha that we need to know regarding what to eat Erev Pesach, obviously the chametz has an ending time. We all know about it, and I mentioned that afterwards you brush your teeth or floss. After the demand of eating chametz, if you want to eat anything else, a person is allowed to eat whatever he wants except matzah. Matzah is not, a person is not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach, and the children who have reached the age of chinuch, who understand what it means to sit by the seder and follow through what's going on, why we eat matzah, why we eat maror, also are not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. The matzah includes a regular matzah, whether it is shemura, or meaning the hand matzah, which is shemura, or a non-shemura, hand matzah or machine matzah makes no difference. Either way, a person is not allowed to eat. And the matzah, the cookies that are made from matzah meal, the matzah cookies, you know, that they made matzah and they made it into a matzah meal and then afterwards you made it into cookies, are also included in this issur that a person should not eat those matzah cookies. The only thing that of matzah that a person is allowed to eat is either egg matzah or matzah ball. Matzah ball that was cooked into a soup, a person is allowed to eat, because these are not matzah that a person could be yotze with it on the night of Seder. So egg matzah is mutar, and matzah balls are mutar, but regular matzah of any kind, shemura or not, a person is not allowed to eat, and matzah cookies, also a person is not allowed to eat. Other food, a person is allowed to eat whatever he wants, although Shulchan Aruch says from Sha'a Asirit, which turns out to be around 4 o'clock nowadays, up and down, you could follow your local timing. The Shah Asirit and onward, a person should not eat even matzah ashira that we said is fine to eat beforehand. And even other things, if you eat fruits or vegetables or anything, a person should minimize it in order that he should be hungry and have desire to eat at the seder. Then, for, you know, the time that he eats matzah, he should eat it b'te'avon. Another thing that the Shulchan Aruch mentions is that any preparations that is needed for the Seder, it should be done on Erev Pesach beforehand. This way, as soon as Tefillah is over and people come home, they should start the Seder. The sooner the better. This way the kids won't fall asleep. If the kids could be bribed into sleeping Erev Pesach for some kind of a treat or something, that's the best thing to do. This way they'll sleep. Another recommended thing for the kids, if they don't fall asleep And Erev Pesach, that is my own personal recommendation, is that if you think they're too excited to fall asleep in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, you could let them fall asleep towards, you know, especially the little kids, towards the end of the day, let's say 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock. If by then they eat something and they go to sleep, and you promise them that you're going to wake them up, you'll wake them up. You know, if even if they miss, you know, and you come back from shul and you're ready to wake them up, you wake them up. Even if they can't get up for the first cup for Kiddush, you know, or the very beginning, by the time you get settled and you start, they catch up, you know, and you know, they make Borei Pri HaGefen, or if they're not holding by the age of Chinuch, that their mom, they're really mechuyav to that Kiddush, they'll catch on. You know, the 5-year-old, 6-year-old kids, 7-year-old kids, they'll catch on, and they'll be able to follow through the Seder. But either which way, each person could make a calculation as to how they want to deal with their kids, to keep them awake at the night of Seder, especially for themselves. If any one of them would be able to take a nap, the husband, the wife, to be able to be a little bit more awake the night of the Seder, that is the wonderful thing to do. It's all the preparation for Pesach that we can do Erev Pesach. Be'ezer Hashem, wish everyone Chag Kasher V'Sameach. I'm hoping, Be'ezer Hashem, if it works out, that we'll have another shiur, maybe about some halachot of Seder. Be'ezer Hashem, if we'll be able to put it together tomorrow or tomorrow night, we'll manage it, we'll work it out. Take care, and Chag Kasher V'Sameach.